You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Matthew Hollis, the president of Elitus, the company helping clients to waste nothing. You got to love it. And Mr. Hollis, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, the pleasure's all mine, Eric. I appreciate you taking some time to chat with me.
Likewise, and happy that you joined us today. Thanks for that. So for starters, tell us about Elitus. How did you come up with this concept?
Yeah, I would be happy to. So Elitus originally was founded in 2007, and the name for the company really stems from the Greek word for trash. And at the time, we were really, really focused on the waste industry and what we could do to create some innovation and technology inside of that space that didn't yet exist. So the concept really came from myself working at a large privately held waste hauling company that had operations in several states and starting to understand what it meant to manage contracts on behalf of all kinds of different clients with all kinds of different circumstances, and taking a step back and looking at that and saying, is there a way that we could do this with some type of technology that would make it a lot more streamlined and a lot easier to handle those customers and make sure that they're getting the service that they should be getting? And so that originally our target market was to sell software to haulers. And we thought, we're going to create the most streamlined, best technology for solid waste haulers in the industry. And then about, 4 to 5 years into our existence, we started to realize that there's only so many large solid waste haulers, but there's an endless number of large chains. And we were approached by a large chain at a trade show, and they were saying, hey, you know, could we use your software to manage our waste? And that was really the light bulb moment that we had that helped us to start the concept that we now do, partnering with national chains all over the United States to help them waste nothing.
Quite impressive. And thanks so much for sharing that with us. Now, what advice would you give to others looking to start a new company from your experience? Shifting gears a little here.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I get that question a decent amount from different folks that are looking to get into stuff. And I think the biggest thing that I've seen is I've seen a lot of startups go extremely successfully. And then I've seen a lot of startups that haven't gone so successfully. And the biggest common denominator in the successful ones is passion. I mean, you really got to find what you get up in the morning about and you really are truly passionate about so that it's not work, because the number of hours and the number of challenges and the number of obstacles in the beginning is huge, and it's that passion that's going to fuel you through it.
If you would, Mr. Hollis, get into what was one of the setbacks that you faced, assuming that you had at least one, most of us do, and how did you overcome that setback?
Yeah, that's another good question. You know, I think one of the biggest setbacks that we had was a few years back. Our company was growing extremely rapidly. We were inside a very small space. I think it was a little bit less than 3,000 square feet total. And the number of accounts that we were bringing on, we had to continue to ramp up staff pretty significantly. And we got to the point where our building just could not handle any additional resources, any additional staff or equipment. And so it was really the challenge of trying to understand what does the next 5 years look like, what does the next 10 years look like, and making a strategic decision on, okay, what do we need to do to accommodate that space restraint? I mean, there's a million ways to solve that challenge. And the way that we solved it is we acquired a facility that was significantly larger, over 10,000 square feet, and then renovated it in a way that was in line with our company ethics to waste nothing. And we were able to repurpose some floor tiles that were going to be heading to a landfill, and we took some windows out of some old restaurants that had been torn down to repurpose those as well to really make it a nice, iconic space for our folks to operate in that we feel will accommodate our growth for at least the next 5 to 10 years.
Today we are joined by Mr. Matthew Hollis, the president of Elitus, the company helping clients to waste nothing, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, tell us, what is your competitive advantage within the market?
Yes, so our competitive advantage really is our Windstream technology. We've developed a web-based software platform that manages large, complex waste and recycling programs all the way from procurement to payment. And what sets us apart in that space is that we really operate as a software-as-a-service company. So the more our customers are using it and submitting requests and giving us feedback, the smarter the platform becomes. And because of us retaining a team of several developers and IT professionals to be able to take it to the next level, every single week, every single month, we're building on that technology. And because of that, that's been one of the biggest differentiators that we've seen in the marketplace.
Also, what is your viewpoint on sustainability? Get into that a little, if you would.
Yeah. So my viewpoint on sustainability is pretty simple. It really completely lines up with the tagline at Elitis, to waste nothing. And I feel that God gave us one earth. You know, it's not like we can get a second one or we can regenerate the first one. And so because of that, we have to be a really good steward of what it is that we've been given. And so I seek to do everything through everything inside of the business and everything in my personal life to really waste nothing. And that extends into multiple facets. You know, that's the resources of our environment. That's the time of our people. That's dollars and budgets. I mean, there's a number of different things that we're constantly working to try and not waste.
Excellent. And how do you help other companies be more sustainable?
Yeah, so it's all in line with that same theme of waste nothing. We take what we know and we walk alongside them to help them waste nothing. And we do that by providing them with business intelligence on their waste operations. It's one thing to know what you're doing in your waste space, but it's another thing to know, how do you compare to the industry? How do you compare from one section of your company to the other section of your company? But then on top of that, it's also, how do you get to the goal that you're wanting to achieve? A lot of companies will come in and set a sustainability goal, and they may or may not know if it's even achievable. And that's one of the things that we can do, is we can help them set goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, and that we can realize in a certain period of time. The other thing that we do with those companies then is we walk alongside them as an extension of their own existing operations to help them achieve those sustainable strategy goals and implement those programs for them.
Certainly most helpful information. We really appreciate everything shared up to this point. In conclusion, tell us what's next for Elitis.
Yeah, so our biggest vision and goal right now is to continue to partner with as many companies as we can to help them waste nothing and to help them achieve the sustainable strategy goals that they have. But also on the horizon, we're taking a look at, what does it mean to manage the total waste picture? So what all is included in that total waste stream? And how do we expand our service offerings so that we can help our clients with everything that they define as waste throughout all of their operations in all 50 states, Canada, and Puerto Rico?
Well, Mr. Hollis, it certainly has been great to have had you, and I think what you've created here is phenomenal. And really appreciate all that you do and helping others as well. Before you go, tell us where we can get more information on Elitis and how could listeners be in touch as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. I appreciate all the kind words. And you can get in touch with us by going to www.elytus.com.
Well, it certainly can't get any easier than that. Again, Mr. Hollis, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks again for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Matthew Hollis, the president of Elitis, the company helping clients to waste nothing. And for more information, simply visit elitis.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. Once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.